I did seven Ed Sullivan shows. Nobody did anything else but go home and watch Ed Sullivan on Sunday night. And we like to watch him, besides the wonderful names that he had on the show, we just like to watch him because he was so weird. Nicely weird. I mean, he was himself. He didn't put on any airs. He would goof. He would say, "Now, Jocko, now wasn't your father Welsh?" I said, "Yeah, he still is." Now, unlike you, he thought that was hilarious. he said, "Now, Jocko, tonight, when I say that to you on the air live, you say to me exactly what you just said." I said, "Okay, Ed, I'll do that if you want." And so now I'm worried because I know that he always usually messes those kind of plans up. So all day long, I'm getting nervous and he's getting more excited. And we pass each other in the hallway and he starts winking at me. "Oh, don't forget there, Jocko." So it comes time to do it. Now the plan was it's live and I'm going to do one song or two songs. But in between the songs, he's going to do his joke. So I do. I go out there. I finish my song. Big finish. Now I'm waiting for him. The camera cuts back to him. He doesn't say the joke right away. The first thing he says is, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, there's no reason why a young man should sing like that." And I thought about it for a minute, and he was right. There was no reason I should be singing like that. He meant well. Anyway, he said, then he got that funny look in his eye. Remember, the key word is wasn't. He said, "Now, Chucky, isn't your father Welsh?" And that's what happened. We just stared at each other, and the audience stared, and nothing, you know. So out of desperation, and I have this tape at home, and I watch it once in a while. Out of desperation, I heard myself say, "Yeah, Ed, he still was." And they still stared at us. So I went into the second song. As I started singing, I noticed him in the corner of my eye, spinning in his home base, going, "I blew it."